In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins. And his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Apostles are these, the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. To his servants, This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. The baptism of John, whence was it, from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did ye not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. And Andrew, and he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John the brother of James. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said, that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And he asked for a writing table, and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. He said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? Simon, whom he also named Peter and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him 2 of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. They answering said, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, and went up into a mountain to pray. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? But and if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Again the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, But all things that John spake of this man were true. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering, Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, Grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things.